Making a difference in our community, this is Danny Bronson. Thanks for being a community builder. What was it that got you involved in music here locally?
Well, one of my first gigs, I got paid $20 to do a wedding. And that was for a real estate agent's daughter here in Peterborough. And I was still in high school at the time, so I got took $20 to play a wedding. Man, that was like gold. So, but I'd always been playing and writing songs and doing that type of thing. And through high school, I went to University of Guelph to be, I think, like a graphic artist. And about halfway through that, I decided that just wasn't for me. I would spend more time reading Lord of the Rings than doing anything else. And so anyway, I came back to Peterborough, and I got a job at Chex Television as the set designer, because Al Pullman, who was the set designer, was retiring, and I was looking for a job, and I knew Fred Berry at Chex TV, so he gave me a job. So anyway, I worked at that for a year. That was kind of cool. And in about 1977, I was at a party in Ennismore, and I met some guys that I knew through other people, other musicians that I knew, and Terry Finn was the one fella, and he said, well, we're starting a road band, and we're looking for players. Would you be interested in going on the road? So I played a few tunes on the guitar and said, yeah, sure, I would. So I quit my job at Chex TV, and I went on the road.
People all over Ontario and even Canada talk about the Peterborough music scene here. What do you think it is about this community that has made it such an attractive place for artists and such a great breeding ground for artists to be successful?
I think there's an energy in Peterborough for artists, whether they be the graphic, printed word, or especially music. There are just so many talented people in this town that have just a rich culture of music.
Recently, you were part of a big United Way of Peterborough and District fundraiser here locally. Why do you think it's important as an artist to get involved with that kind of stuff and kind of be the face of that and give back to your community in that way?
Well, I've always tried to make a commitment back to the community to give back, because, I mean, really, the community is your home. It's your family. And all the musicians and the people that come to see you are part of your world, basically. So, you know, just to try and be thankful and to show that I'm grateful for the opportunities that I've had. And it's a chance to use whatever gifts that I have to help in worthy causes and to help other people that a lot of times can't help themselves. So it's just something that I've always done and I've always believed in, because people have given me help along the way. And I think it's just a moral decision to give it back if I can, you know, in whatever way I can. And it's just done with a grateful heart.